the evidence. I need my trousers. I need to slouch on something soft. The room is empty except for a clothes horse on its side and another, unclothed, saluting. I slide down the wall. It's hot. The room is too small. Everything is white. Bottles of wine spill on the floor. Who did this? Wine pooling, but solid like jelly. And sweat. Everything is sweating. The walls, my hair, even the clothes racks are wet. Dripping like wild animals, hot and wet and tired. At breakfast, I sign for my chinos on an electronic pad. Are those flowers for me? She asks. We both laugh, and I love the way, and again, the way she cups her hand over her mouth, like something wants to escape uncontrollably. I pull at stretchy plastic. She sips her coffee and taps the newspaper. A hole appears, and I slide my trousers out. They are folded neatly, ironed with lavender and soap. I hear the door slam, the car engine, that faint squeal of brakes that only her car with its oscillating clamour, its start-up shudder, coughing and smoking, the web of scratches and gold paint, mustard undercoat, mustard interior, fermented apples, greasy paper, sweating, a cheese sandwich in glad wrap, silicone, a netball rolling in the boot, sweating. Down the street I hear a thud, and then a roll, and then the slow fish of escaping air.